Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. Are you ready to get your minds aligned with the truth of God? I hope that you are. It is my desire that you are walking day by day progressively in the wisdom that God provides. That's what we're going to be talking about today in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 9 through 12. But before we get there, I want to say thank you to three people who have come on as Morning Mindset partners. And partners basically help to underwrite the cost and the time that it takes to make the Morning Mindset and related resources. I want to thank Claudette and Patrick and Chris. Thank you in this last week for becoming Morning Mindset partners. Your partnership matters. It's important. And I'm so thankful that you're a part of the Morning Mindset family. If you'd like to learn how you can become a partner, you can do so by going to kerrygreen.com/partners. All right, here we go, diving into Proverbs chapter 9, verses 9 through 12. The writer says, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you alone will bear it." Okay, now we wrap up this section where wisdom is personified by receiving some more guidance in terms of how we receive instruction, correction, rebuke, those sorts of things. And wisdom begins here in verse 9, telling us that if a wise man is instructed, he will be wiser still. Now, we're having pointed out for us the issue of attitude. A wise person is humble to receive instruction. A wise person understands, no matter how wise they are, they can be even more wise. And so they're hungry for instruction. They're hungry to see a word of correction come their way because they want to grow in wisdom. Notice the parallel in the last part of verse 9. Teach a righteous man or woman, and he or she will increase in learning. You see, righteousness and wisdom are humble positions. They're places where we receive instruction from others. That doesn't mean you're naive and you just receive everything at equal value. No, some things that we're told or tried to be taught are foolishness, and we need to have the wisdom to discern those things. But the point here is that if we harden our hearts and become proud or stubborn, we will not be able to grow in wisdom. Verse 10 gives us the root of it all. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. Now, you've likely heard me talk about this before because I think this is one of the dominant themes of the Bible. And it is also the very root of our spiritual growth, is to know what it means to fear the Lord and to practice fearing the Lord. Now, does this mean shaking in your boots kind of fear that he might strike you with lightning, et cetera, et cetera? Well, kind of. I mean, it's understanding that he is God. He's not a trivial person. He's not someone to be trifled with. He's not someone who conforms himself to our whims. Rather, our lives are to be conformed to his. And he not only has the right, he has the ability to judge rightly in our lives, as well as the lives of everyone on the planet. And so when we realize we are standing before that God all of the time, what should our response be? Well, we should humble ourselves, which is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is humbling yourself, putting yourself in the place as his creation, as his son or as his daughter, and recognizing he calls the shots, not you. And aligning your life with him is the beginning of wisdom. And that's what we're seeking to do in the Morning Mindset every morning. When we say we want to align our minds with the truth of God, we want to humble ourselves in the fear of the Lord and receive the wisdom he has for us for this day. And when that happens, it says our days will be multiplied, years will be added to our lives, and we will not be scoffers we will be among the wise who live lives full of the blessing that comes from wisdom. Jesus, teach us how to be always learning, as these verses teach. Teach us how to have the humility to rest in the position in life we're in, and to receive from you wisdom to elevate that position as time goes on. Show us how to fear you, how to humble ourselves before you rightly, so that we can receive all that you have for us, and that your name will be glorified.